The Old Bridge Estate is our home today. We're in the Roadcaster and we're looking out at the site of the Battle of the Boyne. It's also called the Front Lawn as well because the house came after the Battle of the Boyne. That was in the 18th century and the Battle of the Boyne was in the 17th century. Always got confused about that at school, you know, 1700s, 1800s, yeah. Darren Thornton joins us. Darren is a local man. How are you doing, Darren?
I'm good.
Now, local to Louth.
Local to Drogheda.
Yes. So 5 kilometres out the road.
Yes.
Good to see you. So we would have met through Martin Maguire years and years
That's
ago.
That's right, yeah.
So you directed Love is the Drug. But since then you've done brilliant things. You've done most recently Four Mothers, which I saw and I loved.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
thanks, Roy.
Really loved it.
I'm delighted you saw it. Yeah,
where can people see it? Is it streaming?
It is from tomorrow. It's streaming on video on demand. You can see it on Apple, iTunes. I think it may be on Sky in the next 2 weeks. But it's
what a wonderful BFI coincidence
player.
That we're up here.
There you go. And it's coming out at the same time. It's perfect.
Yes.
The stars align.
Well, that's, you know, you need a bit of luck, don't you?
Yeah. Totally.
So Four Mothers starring Fionnuala Flanagan. We spoke to Gerard Farrelly because we're loads
in it.
Yeah.
He's been just brilliant.
So just tell people the story.
I haven't done this in a while. It's been so long since I've brought it. What's the film actually about? It's about a struggling novelist, middle-aged struggling novelist who's gay and living with his elderly mother who's recovering from a stroke. And at the start of the story, he has a book coming out that is on the cusp of being a hit in America, and they want him to go over there for a book tour. And he's trying to work up the courage to ask his mum if she will stay in residential care while he goes away. And just as he's about to try to have that conversation with her, three other elderly ladies appear on his doorstep, and they are the mothers of his friends who have absconded for a weekend away at a pride festival in Maspalomas. And so he's sort of stuck for this long weekend with four very demanding, very difficult ladies in his tiny home with his mum, and all the while trying to find a moment to talk to her about, you know, his impending book tour.
So a lovely big heart to it.
Yes.
And loads of opportunities for comedy as well.
Yeah. Much sort of hijinks and comedy over the long weekend.
Fionnuala Flanagan, like, you have had some experience because your mother suffered with dementia.
My mum had motor neuron disease. And so she and in the movie, it's Fionnuala's character is recovering from a stroke. And we sort of made that decision. There's a certain amount of it that's autobiographical. Motor neuron disease is such a specific thing,
and it's
very complex.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, no.
Well, and dementia, and Alzheimer's.
Yeah, they're tough. Kind of degenerative diseases
and
stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, we did talk about, like, even with Alzheimer's and stuff like that, about exploring those kind of conditions in the film, but we thought we were trying, you know. We wanted to first and foremost be something that was going to bring people in with comedy and stuff like that. And it's hard to get into more complex diseases once you you're trying to do something in that genre.
And how long ago was that your mother?
It was 2017 that we lost her, 2016 that she got the diagnosis. And it was just the whole idea of Four Mothers about trying to be a carer while at the same time something career-wise is happening.
Yes.
Is sort of what happened to us, because our first film, A Date for Mad Mary, was in cinemas at that just at the time that she was diagnosed. So the sort of absurdity of just being involved in trying to promote something while you're also being a carer for someone. It was just a crazy sort of time. And, you know, after we lost her, we would keep coming back to that time and talking about it. And we kind of thought, look, we need to write something about this. So that's where it came from. Yeah,
it is motor neuron disease, you know, because obviously the brain is fine.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. And you're just watching the sort of body diminish in some ways. And actually, it was very similar, you know, when Charlie Bird got his diagnosis, my mum's symptoms would have been very similar to his. And I think that's sort of unique in that
the speech
was the thing that sort of was affected first and stuff. So, you know, we had, I remember we did the climb with Charlie the week before we started filming Four Mothers. It was actually a couple of years ago now. So, it was a journey.
And how, you know, because people know the diagnosis, don't they? Mm. And they know what the prognosis is then.
Yeah.
And how was your mother with that? That's...
It was very hard. It was very hard for her. I don't know what... It was just an intense time.
Yeah,
and, you know, like, one of the things...
Is there any light in that?
Well, that's the thing. You know, not that there's, you know, you're kind of looking around all the time. Funnily enough, the speech device, which is used for comedy in the film, my mum had that. She had the device like the iPad that for speech. And so we were always trying to find absurd ways to use the iPad and, like, you know, pre-programming swear words and stuff into it. Because, so, you know, you're just looking for something to give
to
you a laugh,
mood,
to lighten the mood and stuff
like
that. So some of the, you know, a lot of the most absurd things that we would have done around with that, so they found their way into the film because they were the moments that you sort of cling to during that period, you know.
Now, to happier things, like, isn't it brilliant that yourself and Martin Andrada, Calippo back then, and look where you are now, when you learned your trade,
in a
regional town in Ireland,
And Drogheda has always been really good to us. I mean, it's great seeing Martin here today as well, and just kind of we were chatting sort of briefly outside, and it's just wild that it's been, you know, 30 years probably that we've been doing, you know, from theatre to television to film to, you know, Martin.
Can you remember those early days in Drogheda?
Yeah, I mean, myself and Martin we were part of a theatre company called Calippo, and we would. Like a lot, like when we did Love Is a Drug, it was first as a play, and there was a group of, you know, it was me and Martin and a group of other actors who would sit in the back room in Clark's pub and just, you'd sit there with a pint and just talk about ideas. You know, we were all probably like 19, 20, 21. And we'd just chat about ideas and sort of come up with a play. And then, you know, 6 weeks later, we would put it on stage. And it was all really quick and nobody sort of analysed it in any sort of major way.
But that's youth as well,
isn't it? It's brilliant, you know. You sort of work now on scripts and they can take 3 or 4 years to kind of come together and stuff. So there's something really beautiful about that period where we didn't know anything. So you just sort of... you're just sort of working on impulse and putting things out and not really thinking about it too much either way, and then going on to the next thing.
So how many feature lengths have you done now?
Two. This is, Four Mothers is the second one.
So there was Kerr's Lake was,
A Day for Mad Mary. Sean and Kerr's Lake.
That was brilliant too.
Yeah, she's great. Yeah, we love that. Yeah, we had a great time with that film. Yeah.
So are you working on number three?
We're working on number 3, 4, and 5 now.
A trilogy.
Yeah, well, you kind of have to have a couple of them in, you know, in the air and sort of waiting for the one that's going to land and then moving toward that one, you know. So there's a couple of them there that were that are sort of all close to the finish line. So we're waiting to see. It's kind of hard now to get
and the finish
money.
Line is that they're scripted and everything.
The finish line is sort of that somebody is going to pay to make them. Do you know what I mean?
And it's you have a package and you're looking.
So you
for
have
funding.
A package, and we are very lucky in that we're very well supported by Screen Ireland over here. I mean, they're very very good to us and very supportive of the Colin and my writing and stuff like that. But then you also need to find European co-producers. You need to find money from the UK and stuff like that to put the whole package together. And because it's sort of piecemeal, you know, you can be waiting quite a while to put that whole
Jigsaw
together.
Jigsaw. I believe this is a place you like.
Yes,
where we are
this
today.
This is kind of where we, like, this reminds me of the COVID years, because we would spend during like lockdown, well, when lockdown was eased or whatever, we would come out here and do walks and stuff with dogs and that kind of thing. And yeah, it's a great,
it's beautiful, great, isn't
it's
it?
It's beautiful, yeah. And, and really nice in the winter, actually.
Yeah.
Like when it's sort of frosty and stuff, it's really nice out here.
We were over at Newgrange, we were driving Donore, Newgrange, Slane, all around. It's a very lush county, County Meath.
Yeah.
It's very green.
Yeah.
And Mandy, who works at the OPW, says that the best grass in Ireland is in Meath. So you know.
That's true, yeah. I believe all my family, my mum and dad's family are all Navan people. So we're the black sheep in Drogheda.
Over in Drogheda,
like
County Louth, are you worried in what you do by AI? Because I see now there's text to video. Is it Soro or something, Soro?
Yeah.
So you can put a prompt in and it'll make a video for you.
Really weird.
Isn't it?
It's very strange. I mean, I'm worried about it for everybody. Like, I'm not worried about it so much. I don't lose sleep worrying about what it's going to do to cinema. I worry about what it's going to do to humanity.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like, I think it's
the wider implications.
The wider implications. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, I think there's a going to be a long way to go before an AI can tell a story. And I'm not worried. I'm more worried about what it does to our brains in the meantime. Do you know what I mean?
That we all become lazy. I don't know. I think it can tell a story already if given the right prompts. Now, yeah. It will be plagiarism. And yeah. It will be in the style of a person.
Yes.
But...
Well, that's kind of worrying that, like, you know, that does, you know, because there's right now somebody can kind of go type into an AI and kind of go, oh, write a film script in the form of of what Darren Thornton and Colin Thornton did
exactly.
with it, and it'll come out you know, horrible version of it will come out. But I don't know, like, I've heard anecdotally people that have kind of explored all that stuff, and it does tend to make kind of garbage.
Does it?
I mean, yeah, I mean, if you like ask AI, you can't really rely on those things anyway. The answers they give you to questions are kind of crazy.
There's going to be a new skill set around prompting.
Yeah.
You know, the prompts are
going to be key.
It's exciting as well.
I mean, maybe for medical things and stuff like that's brilliant.
Diagnostics going to be brilliant.
It is a
seismic change, isn't it?
I don't know. I mean, even I notice now from, you know, autocorrect and stuff on phones, just the basic things, my spelling skills are...
Oh, because of the SS?
Yeah, because of everything, you know, everything is done for you now by the machine and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, I just,
for example, languages, you know, because you won't have to learn a language because you'll have it on your phone. You just go, say it in there and it comes out a different language. It's like, anyway.
I know.
Anyway, it's this worlds away from where we are today, which is lovely. Darren, thanks so much. Four Mothers is available to watch.
It's available
from tomorrow.
From tomorrow on VOD,
And it's a lovely movie, thanks, funny, Ray. has a big heart, and I recommend it from here. I think you'll enjoy it if you go and watch it tomorrow. Thanks, Darren.
Thanks, Darren.
Thanks very much. Quick commercial break.